أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قال موسى لقومه إن الله يأمركم أن تذبحوا بقرة قالوا أتتخذنا هزوا قال أعوذ بالله أن أكون من الجاهلين. This ayat which we have read previously, and with regard to which we have mentioned that when one person of the Bani Israel, his uncle was a very rich man, but he was just not dying, death comes on its time, and he was the sole inheritor and he was greedy. This was the point that we have to learn lessons from, the love of this dunya and his greed for money, that he killed this uncle of his so that he could gain the inheritance. And not only that, then he went and put his body in a locality so that those people be blamed that they had killed him, and then he can claim blood money from them also. So greed knows no limit. And there are other versions of this killing also. This is also what is mentioned in the tafsir. So anyway, this greed leads to many wrong things. And the basic principle is where we leave divine law, the law of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah's command is that we be content with what Allah has given us, make sabr on what we have given us. But the going against that, our nafs, shaitan, puts greed into us. And this greed and love of dunya led them to this. And we explained about when we leave Allah's commandments and we go to all types of medical insurance, etc., they will just present the bright side, the outward false bright side of it. And a person gets trapped in that. And they will put fear in us that this can happen, that can happen. And then we take out these medical policies. But as we had explained briefly, very briefly, the harms of it, if we look at it from the other side. Similarly, with life insurance also, which is also done when we leave the commandments of Allah and we go to man-made laws. Then we take that. Again, here they will put various types of nice pictures in front of us that you have to have life insurance. These are the benefits. Your family will benefit like this after you. Many things they will put in front of us. But we don't take the trouble of looking at it from the other side. These very life insurance policies have caused such gruesome murders. A wife has a husband killed. Husband has his wife killed, and so many, which shocks not only the nation, but the whole world, the gruesome murders that take place just because now somebody's greed and he wants that money. And that very same insurance policy which you were looking at, that a pension fund in your old age, you will be saved and you will go, your life will go easy. After you die, your family will live nicely. But that very same thing becomes the cause of those very people who were supposed to benefit taking your life. And what gruesome murders take place with regard to this. So wherever we leave divine law and we go to any man-made law, then we will see only harm comes in there. In Allah made laws, Allah is the one who has created us, who knows us, who controls us, and who is more loving to us than what we are to ourselves. His laws are the most perfect and most accurate. So that is one great lesson that we learn from here. Here then, when this person was murdered, they asked Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to make dua that we come to find out who the murderer is, because they had no clue whatsoever, and they were completely baffled. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam could have informed them by the command of Allah, if Allah informed him who the murderer was. But there was one great danger in here, that they will, if they don't accept the word of Musa alayhi salam, so they won't accept the word of the Nabi, and that will be kufr for them. So therefore Allah Ta'ala made it that he makes dua to Allah Ta'ala, and then Allah gave the command that slaughter a cow. and take a piece of flesh of this cow and put it on this dead person, he will come back to life for a little while, he will say who his murderer is, and he will die again. In this way, they will be more convinced also, because this will be a miracle which they will see in front of their lives, that a person who is dead, he has come back to life again. He has mentioned his murderer and then he died. So it will be more convincing also for them. Also in this, there was another great lesson, that they who started worshipping the cow, the calf, then now it was an occasion they can see that this is not something to be worshipped, this is to be slaughtered. And this has got no power in its own whatsoever. So that was also one great benefit. Another great lesson that we learn here, when they told that, when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam told them to slaughter the cow, Musa alayhi salam, then they said, قَالُوا أَتَتَّخِذُنَا هُزُوَا. وہ بولے کہ کیا تم ہم سے ہسی کرتا ہے. They said, what are you making a joke out of us? That where is the connection between the evidence of a person who has been murdered and the slaughtering of a cow? Here we learn that we must not use our logic. The Bani Israel, yeah, they thought they were very philosophical, very intelligent, they were very advanced in dunya's matters, and at that time, like today, with all the technology and all the research, and that has influenced us also so much, that we give that preference over the laws of Allah Ta'ala. We give preference to man-made laws and their things over the laws of Allah Ta'ala. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, what Allah says, there is no joke in it whatsoever. It is a reality. And the question you have asked me, the answer I have given is in response and the correct answer to your question. That you want to know the murderer, I'm saying slaughter the cow. This is the correct response. But with our philosophical minds, our what we call illogical and intelligent minds, and our very advanced minds, we reject it. That is the opposite of iman. So we should not fall in that trap. But what Allah says, that is absolute. We have to build our yaqeen and iman in all these matters, whether they be our insurance policies, how much of yaqeen we have got on Allah Ta'ala. Accordingly, Allah Ta'ala deals with us. At one time, in India, there was a family who were dealing in arms and ammunition. At the time of separation of India and Pakistan, this family went away to Pakistan with nothing whatsoever besides the clothes on their body. They reached Karachi in this way that they had nothing whatsoever. And this is, it was narrated in the majlis of Hazrat Maulana Badr-e Alam Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, they mentioned this. So yeah, they had a consignment that was coming to them from England to Delhi. But they informed the company that we are no more there, we have come to Karachi, deliver the consignment here. That consignment was delivered, and Pakistan government was newly formed and they were in need of arms and ammunition. So they bought this whole consignment, paid them cash for it and paid them a good price. And their habit, the main thing that has to be illustrated here, they should give their zakat properly every year, calculate it and give it, and give their lillah also. And lillah, they gave how much the zakat was, so much or double that amount they gave, were giving their lillah. In return, Allah Ta'ala made this for them possible, that when they had nothing, they were completely penniless. Then Allah gave everything back. So instead of following man-made laws, we follow the laws of Allah. Allah gives, and there are innumerable instances of this nature, that when we follow the laws of Allah, Allah's help comes very, very greatly in this world also. And what a person will get in the akhirat, which is forever, that a person cannot imagine. So we should never take any law of Allah Ta'ala, na'uzu billah, is irrelevant, or we make a joke out of any law of Allah Ta'ala. And also that we accept every law of Allah Ta'ala wholeheartedly. Where we fall short on practicing on it, we should make tawbah istighfar. And we shouldn't try and prove that we know better. By many, many times by our actions we are saying, na'uzu billah, we know better than Allah. What is good for us, what is necessary, and we do those things. We should follow the laws of Allah, and the great need of the time is to build our iman and yaqeen on the being of Allah, the zaat of Allah, and every law of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.